online. This is Excite Radio News with theleader.info.
According to the Valencia Ministry of Health, under a scheme known as SISFEL, or Sanitaria y Vigilancia Epidemiológica Laboral de Consejera de Sanidad, more than 3,000 workers fell sick whilst performing their jobs during 2013, a 130% increase over 2012. According to the Minister of Health, Manuel Llombart, the SISFEL system is unique in Spain and aims to improve knowledge of health problems related to work and the risk exposure of the working population. Secondly, the early detection of potential occupational diseases treated in the healthcare system. According to the data, in 2013, there were a total of 3,032 suspected cases reported to SISFEL, representing an average of 252 submissions a month and an increase of over 130% of the 1,318 reported in 2012. Musculoskeletal diseases are still the highest number of reported problems derived from working life, with carpal tunnel syndrome being responsible for 40% of all cases, a total of 668, with elbow tendinitis, or tennis elbow as we might more commonly know it, second on the list with 408 cases reported, 24.5% of the total. The next most common ailments are sheath syndrome and tendinitis burstitis. Respiratory diseases such as asbestosis, asthma, and extrinsic allergic alveolitis account for about 3% of all cases referred, a total of 48 accounts, whilst there were 20 cases of dermatitis, 1.2%. The figures are said to be provisional by the minister, however, as many are still undergoing investigation, with the figures expected to rise. However, Llombart says that the data is a testament to the value of the scheme, as it shows that SISFEL is an effective system for the detection of occupational diseases and will contribute to improve the prevention of occupational injury and reduce healthcare costs that these diseases pose to the Valencia public health system. For more details and statistics on this case, check out the website www.theleader.info.